Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is the 100th anniversary of the George Gershwin classic Rhapsody in Blue. And you know what? It almost did not get written. And even when it premiered, Rhapsody in Blue was an experiment. WPLN contributor Colleen Phelps has our audio essay.
Rhapsody in Blue may seem like an old favorite by today's standards, but it's still being reinvented and reimagined by performers all the time. Now, as the work turns 100, orchestras, pianists, and even banjo players are giving it a spotlight. It was on February 12, 1924, that an audience packed New York's Aeolian Hall for an experiment in American music. The concert had 26 planned parts, and the ventilation system in the hall was malfunctioning, so the audience nearly left due to the heat. But they had come to see a jazz concerto by Tin Pan Alley song plugger George Gershwin. One other problem, Gershwin had forgotten he was supposed to write a concerto until just 5 weeks before, when he saw the concert's ad in the New York Tribune. He'd been busy working on his first musical and had to move quickly, so the piece itself was still a little half-baked. The iconic opening clarinet glissando was only done as a joke during the dress rehearsal. Gershwin had not yet actually even written down the solo part. He made it up live in the concert, but it landed. It was such a smash that Gershwin was immediately booked for another 80 performances of the piece in 1924 alone. Marketable? Clearly. Experimental? You bet. Successful? Depends who you ask. Reception among critics has always been mixed. The same Tribune that had announced the concert called it trite, feeble, and conventional. The racial politics of combining classical music and jazz in the 1920s and doing so via an all-white program of composers shouldn't be ignored either. Bandleader Paul Whiteman had wanted to showcase jazz as respectable. But what Gershwin knew instinctively was that jazz was already beloved by audiences. What other respect is needed for a genre of music? Instead, Gershwin drew classical toward jazz, pulling in generations of new listeners. Is rarely changed by a performance of a beloved old piece of repertoire. Rather, it's when chances get taken, risks are allowed, and someone in the room says, "This might not work," that minds are blown and our sound world is forever altered. The world celebrates the centennial of one of those landmark pieces. I hope that orchestras see the experiment for what it once was. Because Rhapsody in Blue is not about looking backward. It's about stepping into the musical unknown. For Here and Now, I'm Colleen Phelps.